The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Metaxas Show.
People tell me that since I'm the announcer, it's not about me, Todd Wilkerson. They say that my job is to serve the host of the show, Eric Metaxas.
What nonsense. I've known Eric for years, and you can take it from me. You just can't depend on him.
Mark my words, one day you'll blink and he'll be gone.
Off to fleece the next group of suckers.
But I'll always be here, no matter what, right here for you. Put your feet up and tell me all about it. Oh, yeah. And now your host.
If he's even still showing up.
Eric Metaxas.
Hey, I showed up, Todd, but thank you. Thank you. Folks, I have a lot of friends around the country. Suzanne and I have gotten to be friends with Elizabeth and Alan Blakemore, and they're not the kind of people who we typically take advice from. But every now and again, they will suggest something, and mirabile dictu, they were right. Elizabeth Blakemore suggested that I have on her friend Becky Powell, who's written a very powerful book called Awful Beautiful Life, When God Shows Up in the Midst of Tragedy. We checked it out, and it turns out it's definitely something I want to have on this program. And I thought, wouldn't it be amazing if we could get Becky Powell to show up in the studio? And holy guacamole, there she is, Becky Powell. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me,
Eric. The Blakemores rarely say anything that I listen to, much less take seriously after they've said it. But in your case, you have had an amazing story happen to you. Horrible, terrible. But you say in the title of your book, Awful, Beautiful Life, When God Shows Up in the Midst of Tragedy. So I want my audience to know your story. The book is brand new, Awful Beautiful Life by Becky Powell. So if you would, tell us your story.
About 6.5 years ago, I got a phone call from my husband, and he said he had done something terrible.
How long had you been married?
22 years.
22 years, and you have kids?
Three kids. They were 12, 18, and 20 at the time.
Okay. So 6.5 years ago, you get a phone call from your husband.
He says, I've done something terrible. I love you and the kids. And I left a folder for you in the closet. Follow the instructions exactly. And he was gone off the phone. And within 2 hours, we found out he had taken his life. And a couple hours after that, we found out that we owed over 90 people $21.5 million that I had no idea that we owed. Most of them are friends.
Okay, that's very tough to take in, as you've just put it. It's so devastating, so horrifying that something like this could happen. What up until that point, where did you grow up, Becky?
I grew up in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
And we lived in Austin at the time. We had been there for over 30 years, 25 years.
Okay. So you'd lived there. And what business was your husband in?
He was a money manager.
Okay.
Investment banking.
So when you got this phone call from him, did you have a sense that something was very wrong before that, or was this your first inkling?
First inkling. I had completely oblivious.
So you trusted him, obviously, and he kept some terrible things from you. So what were your reactions on that first day? Because it's almost impossible to fathom how you could take in something like this.
I mean, it was such a blur, and everything was happening so fast. I mean, I immediately called one of my attorney friends because Mark had called one of our friends who was also attorney, and his wife showed up on our front porch.
Okay, so your husband, Mark, had called an attorney friend, and his wife somehow knew what was happening?
The attorney quickly figured out that Mark was in trouble and probably what he was doing. So he sent her to our house because he was worried about me. But I had no idea whether she was coming as friend and foe. He told me he'd done something wrong on the phone, so I didn't know what was going on. So I called our other friend who was attorney, who happened to know him, and they called, and they came to the house immediately. So we started figuring out what was happening. They were trying to find Mark. And
so you didn't know he was dead?
I had no idea he was dead. So there was 2 hours of chaos and panic trying to find him.
This is so, I mean, you talk about a story. No one would want to go through such a thing, and you have lived it. And then, you know, at the end of it, just so people see there's hope at the end, the title of the book is Awful Beautiful Life, When God Shows Up in the Midst of Tragedy. This is tragedy. So just walk us through what happened, because you've got a bunch of friends, lawyers at the house trying to make sense of this. At what point do you figure it out?
Well, finally, you know, 4 or 5 hours later, I remembered the folder. So we went and we started looking through the folder, and it was showing who we owed money to and how much. But within 24 hours, the FBI, the SEC, the Department of Justice were involved. So I ended up with 10 attorneys. And the book is the process through that, through the journey of paying everybody back, getting to the point that was my goal from the beginning, was to pay all these creditors their money back.
$21 million.
$21.5 million.
Gosh, I just did he kill himself for the insurance money and because he felt there was no other way out than to do it that way?
Yes. And he thought that he was going to leave the kids and I with $15 million in insurance money. He didn't know that I would not keep the money. He thought his employer had an insurance policy. He knew that employer had an insurance policy. So he thought his employer would pay everybody back, which is why he initially called the first attorney, was to show him the insurance policy and ask him to help the kids and I and help us through the process.
Oh, this is it's just unbelievable. So he thinks that by killing himself, he's doing you and your kids a big favor. I think, you know, the most obvious thing, and I have to say it or ask it, what fascinates me is that the way human beings devalue themselves and think that you'll be happy because you have this money, even though the person you've married and been married to for 22 years and raised these kids with has taken himself out of the picture. I mean, it's hard to understand how someone can get there in their head that they think that's a good idea.
Right, and it's real important for me, for my kids, to not see that as an option either. So I think talking and being open and redefining success for my children, that it's not financial. There's absolutely nothing wrong with financial success, but they need to see that being honest and good and is what matters, and money doesn't matter.
Was your husband a Christian, a professing Christian?
Yes, absolutely.
So how does a professing Christian think it's okay to take his life? Like, I've never understood that. In other words, it's one thing. I've had friends who've suffered from horrible depression, and you really feel like they're out of their minds when they're in such pain, they take their life. But this was a very cold-blooded, considered action. He'd thought about this for a long time.
Yes. And I don't have the answers for for what he was thinking, why he was thinking, what we could have done differently. The book, the title of the book is Awful Beautiful Life, which is a country western song, and all of the chapter titles are country western songs.
Now, who does Awful Beautiful Life? I should know this.
Daryl Worley, and he is unbelievable. I got to sit down with him, and he is so honored that this book was so healing for me. Great, great guy. But in there, there's also a Chris Stapleton song called Broken Halos, and it says, don't go looking for the reasons. Don't go asking Jesus why. We're not meant to know the answers. They belong in the by and by. And so that's something that I've really held fast on, is I will never know why Mark did what he did. I'm sad. I'd give anything to have him back. But I will never know.
You know, it's funny how sometimes a country western song or the lyric from a song can tell us something. Of course, it's utterly biblical. It's not like this the singer-songwriter came up with it, but that's God's command to us in a way through various other scriptures. We don't have time to get into that right now, but we'll be right back, folks. I'm talking to Becky Powell. The book, brand new, it's called Awful Beautiful Life, When God Shows Up in the Midst of Tragedy.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. Home Advisor.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show hosts and I have been speaking across the country at the War for America's Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events in cities all across America. We talk candidly about the attacks against our Constitution, the push for radical socialism, open borders, and other issues affecting you and our country. Not everybody could get a ticket, so we filmed the event in Sacramento, California, and Tampa, Florida. These were incredible nights with a few surprises. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. It's a front row seat to watch me, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Sebastian Gorka, and Larry Elder. We discuss the critical issues that are at stake ahead of our next presidential election, and we give you the truth. To watch it now, go to watchsalemmedia.com. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. Enlightenment, compelling, entertaining, you'll learn. Go to watchsalemmedia.com for the War for America's Soul Tour.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. I know a pest controller who was contracted to get rid of a cockroach infestation in a restaurant. He tried everything, even chemicals. Nothing worked. So he bought my Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, and a few weeks later, the cockroach problem was well under control, and he was able to keep his contract. Plug-In Pest-Free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug In Pest Free.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. regardless of your religious beliefs or even if you don't have any. I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
Hey there, folks. I love ELO and Jeff Lynne. Come on. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about a book, Awful Beautiful Life, When God Shows Up in the Midst of Tragedy, Becky Powell. You're really sharing some stuff, Becky. There's so many people I know listening who can relate on all kinds of levels to what you're saying. How we value ourselves. I mean, the idea that your husband finds himself, you know, $21.5 million in debt, and he decides to do what I think we would all say is absolutely wrong and a mistake, to take his life and compound the ugliness of it. But I guess I just want to know, when you say when God shows up in the midst of tragedy, so what happens to you? Because I cannot imagine having children and trying to deal with this yourself, much less help these kids deal with the fact that their father is gone, that he took his life. It, you know, most of us, by God's grace, will not have to face this. So how did God show up in the midst of this unthinkable tragedy?
Well, there are very clear times, and I talk about this in the book, where God was truly, I mean, speaking to me, saying, I am here. And one of the early moments, well, we had the FBI, the Department of Justice, SEC involved. And until we had 25 agents come through the house, take computers, take files, and we weren't allowed to do anything in the house until that happened. So that finally happened. And we had the house on the market and we were moving. And so I started going through all of our boxes that we had for, you know, 25 years of stuff. And by that point, our parents had all given us back our childhood boxes. So I'm going through Mark's childhood boxes, and I find, I call it the Decoupage Jesus. He grew up Baptist, and it's this little wooden plaque about this big, and you put the picture of Jesus on there and shellac it, and he saved his. And it was that peaceful, serene, just Jesus that you, everyone pictures. And so I'm going through, five boxes later, I come across my childhood box. I grew up Methodist, apparently did the same decoupage Jesus thing, my little wooden plaque. But my picture is Jesus in the temple turning over the money changers. I'm like, who picks angry Jesus? But at that moment, God was saying, I am here. And not only am I here, I prepared you for this when you were a little girl, when you were Becky Lee. I prepared you for this very moment, to be steadfast in not keeping this money, and it's not about money. So that is posted still on my mirror in my bathroom, but it was encouraging and hopeful and a moment that spoke
but
to me.
When did you make that decision? In other words, at some point, I guess pretty quickly, your friends help you understand the situation that you're $21.5 million in debt. Your husband had finagled it so that if you wanted to, you could have said, that's his debt, that's not my debt, and I'm going to keep the $15 million insurance money, and that was his plan. But at some point, when was it that you said, I'm not going to do that?
Well, according to my attorneys, it was in the closet that night when we pulled the folder down, and there were very clear notes of who we owed money to and how much, and that I was not to use the insurance money to pay everybody back. And I was like...
Your husband wrote that?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm like sitting there talking to two of my three wise men, which I had 10 attorneys. I dubbed three of them my three wise men. And I told two of them that night, I'm not keeping this money. I mean, there's no way. So it was.
And some of these people, or many of these people, were your friends.
Oh, yeah. More than half.
OK, so the idea is that your husband was investing their money and it went sour. And he just figures, I've got a parachute. And, you know, we lost their money. But you took it personally and you said, I wasn't going to do that.
Well, I married Mark. I mean, that was my choice. And these were our obligations, I felt. And for me, I needed my kids to know what the right thing is to do, that we're not going to go live this lifestyle that got us in this situation. And I needed to be able to look at my kids and the community, and every charitable donation, every trip we went on, every gift we gave the kids that we really paid for. And so for me, it's a little selfish. For me to move forward, I needed to know that I paid for our lifestyle.
Well, it's interesting because legally you could have done precisely what your husband said.
Right.
But morally, you knew the right thing to do was not to do the merely legal thing. And that's, to me, it's an important point to be made, that what the law says and what God says often diverge.
Right.
The law says that I can kill my unborn kids, and it's 100% legal. But I believe God says, well, yeah, legally you can, but I say you can't. And there are many things that the law allows us to do, but this is a classic case where you were totally within your rights to legally walk away from this and say, I had nothing to do with it. But you felt the moral obligation in that this was your husband. This is not a friend. This was your own husband. You lived with him. You lived off of the money that he made. These were your friends, plural. And you felt this moral obligation. But you understand that one of the reasons I get excited about having you on the show is that many people wouldn't have done that. Many people would have thought, no, I can't do that. I won't do that. But you knew that to be really free, you had to do this.
I did. I mean, from the beginning. And I mean, that was just God talking to me. And again, helping redefine success for my children. I mean, it's not about money. It was the right thing to do. I think the first person that read the book that didn't know me said, you did whatever kindergartner would do. I mean,
well, kindergartners aren't educated enough to do the wrong thing yet. I mean, they're sinners, but they get some basic stuff. And we can, the older we get, the more we're able to rationalize.
Right.
But it is beautiful what you did and laudable. And it's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, because I think there are people going through stuff like this right now. And I wanted them to hear your story. And so this is 6.5 years ago. And so have you been able to pay back $21.5 million?
We did. And I mean, again, the miracle of it was, you know, 90 creditors, their attorneys, my attorneys, they're like, this is going to be a 3 or 4 year litigation battle. In 18 months, we paid everybody back 100% of their principal.
And so you can sit here and smile because, wow. That's amazing.
It's amazing. And it could not have happened if all of the creditors did not agree and were not so amazing. I mean, they are a large part of this story because it could not have happened without them. I mean, to have that many people not fighting each other and suing each other is just, again, another miracle of the story.
Were many of your friends also Christians?
Yes. A lot of them were.
I keep forgetting you live in Texas.
That's right.
Yeah. But that is an amazing thing that your kids were able to see you do this. And they're gonna walk around with that for the rest of their life. And you knew that. And it, like, what greater gift could a mother give her kids than an example like that? It's an astounding thing. When did you decide that you wanted to write about this?
Well, I am not a writer. And actually, Catherine Ray did the writing, and she is unbelievable how she wove this story together. But I can't spell run-on sentences, terrible punctuation. So I said, if God wants this story told, he's going to have to bring a writer to me.
Yeah.
And Catherine's middle daughter, Elizabeth, and my youngest, John Luke, were in kindergarten together. And one of our good mutual friends said, you guys need to talk to each other about this. And so that's how the book really came about, because God brought the writer to me.
Well, again, it's such a beautiful example. And I feel like we don't hear stories like this. It's another one of the reasons I was excited about having you on, because I thought, what's the last time watching TV or anything where you get this kind of a story? It's always the dark stuff, you know, the nasty stuff. This guy killed his wife, and it goes on and on and on. This is beautiful that you were able to take something as dark as it gets, I mean, the suicide of a beloved husband, the father to your kids, and make something of it that is a legacy that your kids are going to have.
Well, and one thing I'd love to say too, and a lot of people don't realize this, but my kids all had to agree to give the money away too. So I'm sorry. And I'm so proud of them. But Madison and Boone were 18 and 20 years old. And so the money had been put in a trust and they had to agree to give all of this away. Wow. And then Jean-Luc was 12, so he had a court-appointed attorney and ad litem that had to sit down with Jean-Luc without me in the room.
Oh, my gosh.
And agree, had to tell Jean-Luc that we were giving what is due to him away.
Oh, my gosh. We're gonna go to a break. I want to come back to that because I didn't realize that. That is big. Folks, the book is Awful Beautiful Life, When God Shows Up in the Midst of Tragedy by Becky Powell. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We'll be right back.
I never said I was a victim of circumstance. I still belong. Don't get me wrong. You can speak your mind.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Round two of a 1-2 wintry punch could leave a foot of snow in some parts of southern New England. Just a day after the first round of the storm dropped 12 inches or more in some areas. The National Weather Service predicting that the Boston area could get 7 inches of snow today, with lower amounts to the south and into Rhode Island and Connecticut. President Trump accusing Democrats of scheduling this week's impeachment hearing to undercut him during his trip abroad. He's headed for a NATO summit. As he departed the White House for London, the president called the trip, quote, one of the most important journeys that we make as president. A police chief says an officer shot an armed male student in a classroom at a suburban Milwaukee high school. That's when the suspect pointed a gun at officers. He's in custody now and in stable condition. The Dow is down 237 points, the NASDAQ off 93. This is SRN News.
If you have Medicare, the deadline for annual enrollment is days away. Make sure your plan is still the right fit with a free service from Health Markets. Health Markets' new Fit Score compares thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, you'll know if your current plan is the right fit or if there's one that can get you extra coverage, let you keep your doctor, and save you money. Health Markets could help you find plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums, or plans with dental and vision coverage for no additional cost. You could even find plans that offer benefits for hearing aids, diabetic supplies, or gym memberships, or vitamins, meal delivery, and transportation to your appointments. Best of all, their service is free. The deadline for Medicare enrollment is days away, and the wrong plan could cost you thousands. Don't put it off. For this smart, unbiased, and free service, go to healthmarkets.com for details, or call 800-713-4042. That's 800-713-4042. 800-713-4042.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, Hey, folks, this is Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Becky Powell. The book is Awful Beautiful Life When God Shows Up in the Midst of Tragedy. Becky, we're just saying that you had to convince your kids, whose money this was legally, that they needed to agree with you in paying all this back and in forsaking what they might have legally kept. That's an amazing accomplishment as a mother, that you were able to help them see what you saw.
Well, again, we would have much rather had Mark, and money was the reason that we were in this situation. And so I think for them, it was an easy decision.
Well, it's interesting, though, because the way you're putting this, I didn't really think of that, that money is what got you into this mess. In other words, valuing money, overvaluing money, to the extent that your husband killed himself because of money, and you're trying to teach your kids that there's something more important than money. And doing the right thing, there's nothing better in the world than doing the right thing, the feeling that comes with it, right. That it's really amazing. And but your ability to get that across to your kids, and now through this book to all kinds of people, is pretty terrific. Now, our mutual friend Elizabeth Blakemore, sitting over there, who's really, I have to give her credit, she's not as bad as they say she is. Sometimes she comes up with some good stuff. Her inviting you here, for example, Elizabeth, thank you. But Elizabeth just pointed out during the break that you, that the story of It's a Wonderful Life, we know the movie with Jimmy Stewart or whatever, is similar to Awful Beautiful Life in that he pays the creditors back at the end. He decides to kill himself, does kill himself, and then is given a second chance and this whole kind of thing. But it's a similar thing. It's inescapably moving.
Well, I wish we could have that ending and have Mark back. But yes, it is. I mean, it's...
In God's economy, I think you do have that ending. In other words, that's the, in the natural, in this world, you don't. But because you know God, you understand that God's ways are not our ways, and he can weave the worst things ever into a beautiful thing if we do the right thing, right?
Right. And I know where Mark is. Our kids know where Mark is. And he left all three of them letters that made that very, very clear. He left them all letters that said basically the same things. Always tell the truth. Pursue God, and I'll see you in heaven. And I will always be thankful and grateful because, again, with suicide, sometimes people question whether you really will go to heaven or not. And it was very important, and it's very important for me to know that the kids know that's where Mark is, and we will all be together one day.
Well, God, I mean, you know, Scripture promises us, God says, all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. You and your kids love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And so even this horror, this tragedy, this awful thing, the Lord says, if you are called according to my purposes, if you love me and seek me and follow me, I can weave this into something beautiful. And so when you see a movie like It's a Wonderful Life, that, you know, that's the 2-hour version of reality, that when you do the right thing, God does come through, and it's already happening. I mean, just by being on this program, there are people who are going to read this book that are really wondering about these same things, you know, and that wouldn't happen if you hadn't been through this. And so it's not that it isn't terrible what your husband did, but God has a way of making it genuinely beautiful. So that's why I love the title of your book.
Thank you.
So where do you go from here? I mean, this is extraordinary. Where are your kids today?
So my daughter is in Austin, Texas. She graduated from Baylor, and she's out working for Abbott Labs. Boone is in graduate school. He graduated from Baylor, and he's in graduate school at Trinity in San Antonio, getting his master's in healthcare administration. And my youngest, John Luke, is a freshman at Baylor. So they've all... No, I mean, they've had their stuff, which, you know, nothing abnormal that any kids their age haven't, but they're all really doing well. I'm very proud of them.
I just can't get over, you know, the idea that you, by doing what you did so clearly, so heroically, you've given them a story for the rest of their lives. This is like one of those family stories. It's beautiful. You don't expect to see redemption out of tragedy, but you led the way in that. And I still wonder what was it in you that when this happened, that right away you don't seem to have thought twice about this. Why not? Because a lot of people would have said, well, of course it's legal for you to do this. You need to do this for your kids.
I honestly believe it goes back to the decoupage Jesus that I found. God instilled that in me, I believe, from long ago for that moment. I think it's that simple, but...
But it's amazing to me that I still think that... I mean, there are many cases in history. I write about figures from history. George Washington is the classic example. His officers come to him in 1783 and say, listen, Congress is not paying us. They're bums. We have risked our lives. We've risked years, taking years away from our families, whatever. We need to do a military coup. You become the first king of America, and we kind of take over. And every logical person, every law would say, you know what? That's perfectly legitimate and correct, and it's what he kind of deserved, and he would have been a good king and whatever. And he says, absolutely not. I refuse to do what I could do, but I'm going to do the right thing. And for that, he becomes one of the greatest figures in history. We'll be right back for a final segment with Becky Powell. The book is Awful Beautiful Life. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now for years I've been telling you about the 3-week quick start pack that you can get from Relief Factor for under $20, that it's the smart way to go if you're struggling with back and neck pain or shoulder, hip, or knee pain. In fact, I've told you that about 70% of the people who order the 3-week quick start pack go on to order more. But why is it that the 30% don't go on to order more? Well, when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, surveyed that 30%, many of them admitted that they never gave it a legitimate try. They maybe took one packet a day for a few days and then skipped a day or two, or they didn't do what the doctors who created it recommended, which is 3 packets a day for a full week and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's the 3-week quick start. So when you order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, tell yourself you'll do what the doctors have recommended. Let's make sure you're happy and in the 70% that is in less or no pain at all. I am in that group. Folks, this stuff can be at your house in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. I do recommend it. I do use it. Relieffactor.com.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry with 400,000 members. They've shared over $2 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. And with MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And that's a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
There is a battle being fought right here in America. The radical left is trying to silence anyone who disagrees with them. They want to shut you up.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. If we can't speak freely, we can't be heard.
But one film is fighting back. No Safe Spaces.
Every American should see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters, rated PG-13. Go to nosafespaces.com for tickets.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at lonestartransfer.com.
Hey, folks, the team at MyPillow is grateful for you this holiday season, and they're so grateful they have an amazing offer. Buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. He says, the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 and use the promo code ERIC or METAXAS for a limited time. You can buy one, get one free, plus free shipping. Call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code ERIC or METAXAS. ERIC or METAXAS, go for it.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air.
Hey, folks, I hate to interrupt America, but I'm talking to Becky Powell. The book is awful, Beautiful Life. I got to ask you two things, Becky. I want to ask you about what you call the F words. But first, I want to ask you, you were the subject of FBI, SEC and DOJ investigations. You face potential criminal charges and possible jail time. So how did that work? I mean, that's scary.
I think that was probably the hardest moment for me when I found out that I could possibly go to jail for this since I knew nothing about it. But the criminal attorney said, with that much money missing, someone's going to pay for this. So I had a hard time processing that, thinking, okay, my kids are going to have no parents there to raise them.
Well, this is like the Bernie Madoff thing. I mean, you know, of course, they're trying to figure out, did the wife know? Was she complicit? Can we punish her? It's always the case, right?
Right. But it was so clear that I didn't know. February, the FBI never even spoke to me, never interviewed me. And in February, they closed the case. The SEC and the Department of Justice didn't close their case until we paid everybody back. But it was so obvious that I didn't know. So until February, though, it was really stressful, wondering what was going to happen.
And this, your husband took his life in May, so
yes.
This was the better part of a year. So what were these the fabled F words to which you were referring?
Well, one day someone said, "I don't know how'd you do it," and I was like, "Lots of F words: faith, family, friends, fun." Some of those other F words, but they become a large part of the story and how I got through. I mean, I could not have done it without my faith. I could not have done it without my family. My sister, Mary Beth, basically ran my life, and my friends. I mean, a lot of them that I owed money to. And then, of course, there was some fun in there. We needed some fun. So those are now my, like, what I go to,
those words. Those are the real F words.
The real F words.
Well, so faith, family, fun, friends, that's what we all need to get through life. But it's interesting that you had this crucible moment where you really needed them. When you say faith, what was it about your faith that helped you get through this specifically? What do you mean?
Well, I think I started my day every morning in God's Word. And I think it gave me the strength and the encouragement and the hope, the peace beyond understanding.
By God's word, you mean the Bible, don't you?
Yes, of course.
But there's so many people listening that are like, God's word, what? You mean every morning you read the Bible?
Every morning I read the Bible. And Psalms. Psalm 34 was just life-saving for me. And some of it was just too much to process because I was going through. So the Psalms were very comforting and easy to go through.
So that was your go-to book.
That was my go-to book.
The Psalms. Mm-hmm. And what does Psalm 34 say? I only remember, and this is right off the top of my head, that it's right between 33 and 35. But that's about as much as the I'm remembering.
I mean, it's those who go to him, those who seek refuge will be blessed. Those who go to God will not need. I mean, even in the hard times, he is there. It will be hard, but I am here. And again, it was that I am here.
Isn't that amazing? Because there's so many people that they don't know that God exists, and they don't know that they can go to him. And part of the reason I do this program is I want these people to know, hey, he really does exist. I could tell stories and stories and stories and stories of how he's proved his existence to me in innumerable ways. And, you know, I'm not an idiot. Like, I'm not looking for answers and concocting things. He's real, and he can meet us in our tragedy. And so I want people who aren't sure that to know that he really is real, and he really does want to speak to us and comfort us. And he does it in different ways with everybody. There no two people are alike, but he is real. And sometimes it's only when we go through a tragedy that we see how real he is. But the fact that you're reading the Bible every morning, you know, that's, and we should all do that all the time. But you realize that it's almost like you're feeding on hope when you do that. Now, is that something that you had done before that, or was this just a period where you said, I need this?
No, I mean, I'd always read my Bible and had one or two devotionals going at a time, but not every day. I'm going to get up every morning and do it. I mean, you know, multiple times a week, sometimes every day, but not as consistent as I did from there. I was also reading Jesus Calling, but I was reading the children's version, which was fabulous because it was simple and I needed.
And Jesus
simple.
Calling is a devotional. I can't remember who wrote that.
Sarah Young,
right? Yeah, it's important that we have these things in our lives. I love the devotional, My Utmost for His Highest, because
love that.
It's so, man, it's hardcore. It's really hardcore. But I think it helps us because I think a lot of people, practically speaking, they think, well, what do I read? Like the Bible. I mean, what am I supposed to read? Leviticus today? And what does that have to do with my life? And, you know, and so you kind of have to have, I mean, I think reading the Psalms is the easiest answer to that's a good way in, to just read the Psalms from Psalm 1 to the end and then start again, because they do, there's something about them. They have that quality where you just feel like you're right there.
And they deal with any circumstance that you're in, too. I mean, you can find whatever you need in the Psalms.
Well, we're just about done. Anything that we have forgotten, Becky? This is such an inspiring story.
No, thank you so much for helping me share.
Well, I'm thrilled. I know, again, one of the reasons that I love doing this program is I know that there are people who are going to hear this, who need to hear this. They need to know God is real. He knows what you're going through. He has a way out. Because I remember before I accepted Jesus, I was in a similar circumstance, not financially, but it was so bleak that I said, there is no way out. But then somehow God gave me this hint, like, you don't realize I have a way out. I am the way out. And you cannot see it until you see me. And suddenly everything changed. And so I want people to know that's real. Thank you, Becky Powell. The book is Awful, Beautiful Life. Grab a copy, When God Shows Up in the Midst of Tragedy. God bless you, Becky.
We said a prayer for Cousin Michael in Iraq. We're all aware that...
Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. As you know, following Christ is a lifelong pursuit. It requires perseverance, and practice makes permanent. A new study Bible for today is the third edition of the Life Application Study Bible. Read by more than 20 million people, it's the best-selling study Bible in the world. The Life Application Study Bible is not a Bible for a season. It's not for a New Year's resolution. It's not just for hard times. It's a Bible for all times, with more than 10,000 newly updated and expanded notes, charts, maps, timelines, profiles, and more. The Life Application Study Bible is the most complete single-volume Bible ever compiled. It is just what you need to apply biblical teaching to your everyday life. As you train for the race God calls each of us to, the Life Application Study Bible is the companion and coach you need by your side every single step of the way. For who you were, who you are, and who God has called you to become for all times. Learn more at lifeapplication.com. That's lifeapplication.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says he's encouraged by Republican support amid the impeachment investigation. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
As he left the White House for London, the president accused Democrats of scheduling this week's impeachment hearing to undercut him during his trip abroad for a NATO summit. However, he's basking in the embrace of Republican supporters.
Republicans have never, ever been so committed as they are right now and so united.
The president continues to bash the Democrat-led inquiry, calling it a scam and the impeachment hoax. Greg Clugston, The White House.
At this week's summit in London, President Trump planning to push NATO countries to increase their share of military spending. The large share of U.S. funding for NATO's defense budget has long been a complaint of the president's. On Wall Street, the Dow up or down 238 points. The NASDAQ is off 87. This is SRN News.
Ashton Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the three-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the three-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the three-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Well, folks, as for the rest of the story,
he went down in history.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Gene Autry. Man, can that cowboy sing?
Oh, boy.
Hey, Alvin, we're going to – a couple of quick things, yeah. Folks. We hope you've enjoyed the show today. You know you can get an app, okay? Any smartphone you put in on the search, on the apps, you put in Metaxas, and this show comes up. And it is free. You can listen to it 24 hours a day whenever you have the time. Mm. When I go for my runs, a lot of times I will just click on this and I will listen to the program just, you know, because the guests are so amazing,
yes,
that I want to hear it. Because sometimes, yeah, in the middle of an interview, I'm not, you know, as tuned in. I'm thinking about what I have to say or something. Or I got to tell you, it's so easy. Just go to on your smartphone. You can get the app anytime. I also want to say to folks, our website is MetaxasTalk.com. Every single day, Albin and our team of elves posts who our guests are.
Right.
There's videos. There's all kinds of stuff. That's MetaxasTalk.com. And at the top of the page is the banner for CSI. CSI is Christian Solidarity International. These folks are heroes. They are buying human beings out of slavery in the Sudan. You cannot imagine the situation there. We played some of it last week. What is happening is unthinkable. It's horrifying. It's demonic. It's slavery, real slavery. But the good news is God has given some of us the desire and the means to do something about it. We can buy a human being out of slavery. CSI says for every $250 we send to them, they are able to buy someone out of slavery. It's a complex operation. How they do it, they talked about it on the previous show, and we'll replay that in this month. But it's complex. They offer, let's say, a herdsman who has a number of slaves, often Christian slaves. If these are radical Muslims, they think it's okay to have a slave. And we go to them, CSI goes to them and says, listen, we know that your cattle are dying. We have this very expensive vaccine. We will give you the vaccine to help you if you will free the slave.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the ways that they're able to do this. But they can't do it, folks, unless we help them. And I just want to say that when you give money to something like this, okay, Jesus said, lay not up for yourselves treasures, you know, or where moth and rust can destroy, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. So he didn't say not to lay up treasures, okay? He just said, lay up your treasures in heaven. And I think what that means is that we can pay it forward. In other words, if I use my money to do something that's along God's purposes, that money is in heaven. And it doesn't mean I'm going to have money in heaven, but it's a treasure that is eternal. When you do something good, you're taking the dirty money of this world and using it for God's purposes. And can you imagine that there are people in slavery right now and that all we have to do is give money and we can get them out of slavery? This has been going on for years. CSI has been doing this for years. But this Christmas is a particular push with this audience, with you folks. So I'm asking you, you all know that whatever you have is God's money anyway. So you want to use it, you know, before you lose it to taxes or to a bad stock market or, you know, the point is you want to use it for God's purposes now. It doesn't really get simpler than this. CSI is doing God's work. We trust them. They're a very reputable organization. If you go to the top of our page, metaxastalk.com, you can do that. We want to ask you to do that. We want to incentivize you to do that. There's all anybody who gives anything right to CSI is entered in a contest to win all kinds of huge prizes, visits to the studio. Anybody who gives $1,000 gets a visit to the studio and all this other stuff. But if you win one of these grand prizes, you can get that for, you know, $100 or $50 or whatever it is. So we want to encourage everyone to participate. We're doing book giveaways, all kinds of stuff. It'll be on our website, but we need you to step up. Please, folks, this is really a holy cause to free people from actual slavery. We can do something good about it. What a wonderful opportunity. So go to metaxastalk.com, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much.